How do we keep our own garbage from becoming our kids' mental messes? As parenting heroes, we want our children to feel our love,
to know that they are worthy and needed,
and to keep them connected to our family and the things that matter most.
We are Kent and Amy Bowler, and we are here to fortify you in that divine calling as parenting heroes.
This is where joy lives.
Welcome to Revolutionary Families. I don't have any mental messes, so it doesn't pertain to me.
Excellent.
Not. So I got to tell you this story. We were in Italy a month or two ago. So fun. And we started out in Rome. And in Rome, we got to go to the Vatican City and go to the Sistine Chapel, which was incredible. Unbelievable. And on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel is this beautiful painting that Michelangelo did. Part of that is called the creation of Adam. And so it's Adam, and he's there, and God reaches out his hand and is about to touch Adam's finger and give him the breath of life, bring him to life, right? And so then we go from Rome and we go to Florence, and in Florence, there's this epic leather shop, and I love leather, and I didn't get anything. And so afterwards, I'm all, oh man, I should have got something. I didn't get anything. We didn't have much time, and then I just didn't. And then we're in Venice, and we're walking down these super narrow little walkways between all the buildings. It's kind of late at night, but there's this shop and the lights are on still. And I'm walking up ahead, and in the display, I see this journal. It's a depiction of just that part of Adam's hand and God's hand as they're about to touch. And I see it, and I'm moved. I'm touched. I'm all, oh, I have to go in and at least see it. And Amy and the other kids had already gotten into the shop, and I came in behind, and we go in the shop, and I go find this journal, and it's as beautiful as it was through the windows. I pick it up and I look at it, and it smells so good, and it's embossed, and it's just beautiful. And more than being beautiful, it's touching my soul because of this image of touching the hand of God. It just moves me. And so I want to buy it. It's like $60. And I see it and I go ask the guy, oh, do you have another one? Because the one that I was looking at initially that was in the display was a little bit lighter color. And I want a little bit darker color, just a little bit more contrast. And he went and found one, and I bought it. I'm like, yes, I got this beautiful journal because we love journals. We love writing in journals. I love journals. And I was super excited about this epic, epic journal. And so get home a week later, and I pull this out and I open it up, and the one that I bought has blank pages. And so for
instead
me,
instead of
lined pages. And so I'm just not great at writing on blank pages. And so I open it up and I'm just like, oh, I blew it. It's so awful. I was so excited about this beautiful, beautiful journal and how epic and amazing it was going to be. And now I don't know what to do with this because it's blank pages inside. And I know this is a first world problem. It's not a big deal, right? But the temptation there for me was to beat myself up. More than a temptation, I went there, right? I was like, oh, dude, you're so lame, right? Why did you have to ask for a different one? Why did you have to push for perfection? Why did it have to be that? Why couldn't you just be happy with the one that you picked up that you fell in love with when you looked in the window and just beat myself up? And I did. So I went there and I was beating myself up.
And that's not a happy place to be. I think we've all been there at one time or another, and we wanted to share that story because we want to talk about this idea of self-forgiveness and how it is so important for us as people, but especially as parents, that we forgive ourselves for the mistakes that we make, and that we can be able to say, I made a mistake, it was lame, it's sad, maybe we have some time of sorrow depending on the gravity of the situation, but then we can forgive ourselves and be able to move on. And doing that in our own lives as the parents helps us to better be able to connect with our children. I know, even just when I'm distracted about several things that I need to do later in the day, if I'm distracted and preoccupied and my child asks me something, I can't even respond very well. I might be like, or what if it's, you know, what if I'm looking at my phone? But then you think about the burden that having this need to forgive yourself, just the burden that that is in your heart and your soul, and then trying to interact with our children at our very best, it's not good. It's really, really not good. And I know for me as a parent, a lot of times the things that I need to forgive myself for are the very parenting things that I'm trying my very hardest to do. And those times when I don't say the right thing to my child, or when I get impatient with another child, or when I say something that I wish I hadn't said. And those are the kinds of parenting mistakes that happen because we're human. And so this practice is something that we want to incorporate in our lives. I want to share with you one of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite people, Gandhi. Gandhi said this, Mahatma Gandhi, and I really, I recently read a biography on him, and I just, another one, and I just really, really admire him and his great leadership and the incredible character that he had. And he says, "The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong." And I think sometimes as parents, we feel like we need to, that it's the strong thing to be upset with ourselves and to be, to see where we are making mistakes. And that's like being a strong parent, like, oh, you're not good. But really the strong thing is that we're real. That we see that we make mistakes. You know, it's a whole nother conversation, but part of that is there are times when we talk to our kids about that they see that we make mistakes too, just like they do, but that we are showing our children that we can forgive ourselves. The very most important thing we can do is to be examples to our kids. And if they see us making mistakes, but wallowing in them or still upset with them, with ourselves over these mistakes, we are showing them that, like, mistakes can't happen. That's not acceptable. You can't move on. You can't be happy. And we know that's not true.
And then there's no hope, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's
right.
Pretty abysmal. Yeah. It's a dark place.
Yeah, and it takes strength. It takes work to actually forgive ourselves, because when we make those mistakes, when we make those things that, you know, in the moment I got angry and I just said something to my child that I shouldn't have said. I know with our older son who's living at home, I got upset with him the other day, and he had bought something that I did not approve of. And
what, with your money?
No, with his own money. It was an Xbox. So anybody who knows me knows I do not really appreciate Xboxes. But I don't know. For some reason, I just, like, it just really bothered me that he bought this. And part of it is because we've been working on budgeting with him, and I was concerned that he was spending money that he was supposed to be saving to pay us for his monthly car insurance or phone bill or his tuition, you know, other things, other bills that he's been working on saving for. But I just, like, immediately I find out he bought it, and I was like, hey, I thought we had a budget. I thought you had a plan. I thought you weren't going to buy anything until you paid off this and blah, 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 blah. I didn't even ask him about anything. I just immediately went to that. And I think I was actually mid-tirade when I realized, like, what am I doing? First of all, he's an adult. He's in charge of his own money. He's come to us and asked him for some guidance on some of these money concerns. And we've given him help with that. And is this helping? Anyway, no, I realize I shouldn't have done this. Oh, and so this was actually one of those times when I think I had recently, had I shared this experience on, I don't know where we shared it with one of our challenge. So I was sharing this with the other parents, and we had literally been talking about this very thing. And so it was like ultra, not only like bad that I had done it, but even just embarrassing that here I am teaching parents about being a good parent and just not reacting to your kids. And then I do it and upset with myself. But no, and maybe it's because I realized so quickly and I was just, I kind of like did a little smirk and I looked at our son and I was like, I'm really sorry. that was super lame. And you have every right to spend your money how you want to spend your money. And I realized really quickly that I had made a mistake and I was able to apologize quickly, but then also I was able to forgive myself. And I'm not really sure why that time I could forgive myself. I think partly it's a practice thing, and realizing how important it is that we forgive ourselves. I think about Gandhi and the kind of example that he was and how he was able to, I think one of the reasons that he was able to do so much good for the Indian people is that he saw that he had flaws, he made mistakes, and he was willing to move past those, to recognize them, apologize for them. He had great humility and to move on and forgive himself, which helped him to be able to forgive others. Huge, huge part of that.
Such a great skill and such a beautiful story. And thanks for being vulnerable and sharing that. So there's a couple things that we can do to help us in that process of self-forgiveness. The first thing that we want to do is to be aware of what's going on inside of our head, right? Mm-hmm. Just like Amy did, and like I did eventually as well, right? We want to catch ourselves and be aware that that's happening, that we are beating ourselves up, that we're being self-denigrating, that we're in that state. And then when we do the next step, then is to just go easy on ourselves, right? Be quick to forgive. And then the last thing, we always want to keep things simple, right? The third thing is try using the phrase, that's okay, right? I make mistakes and that's okay. Or, you know, I bought this beautiful journal in Italy and it's not exactly what I had hoped for, and that's okay. Or, you know, I got upset with my son and that's okay. Yeah. Right? Recognizing that we're human, recognizing that we're imperfect beings, recognizing that we're learning as we go. We're still learning too as parents, right? And so if we can have that grace for ourselves also, then it does these things that we're talking about. And it creates a space in our home where our children see us making mistakes and being okay with that and being quick to forgive and being okay with that imperfection. And then that creates a peace in our home that is priceless, that is beautiful, where there's not this unrealistic expectation that every single one of us are always perfect. This is not going to happen. But when we have this process, when we have this practice of being able to be aware that we're beating ourselves up, being quick to forgive, and then just saying, you know, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Then we can move on and we can have that peace in our homes that we desire.
Yeah. And it helps us to feel God's love for us because He wants us to go through that process. We know that it's a part of repentance process is this forgiveness, and it includes forgiving ourselves. He wants us to feel that. He wants us to feel His love. And that in turn allows us to have greater love for all the people in our lives, including our children. So we encourage you to try these things. And even if you just try the phrase, that's okay, with yourself, and see how your kids pick that up. Have you ever had the experience when you have a child who really beats themselves up and they're so angry at themselves for something that they've done and they can't move on? They can't forgive themselves. And even sometimes you see like a little toddler might like bang their head on the ground. Usually they might be doing that to get attention or to help you notice them. But when you have a child who's so upset with them, like, I'm the worst person ever. And you, as the external person, you say, no, you're not. You're okay. You want them to forgive themselves because you know how important it is for them to move on. That's the very same principle with ourselves.
So we love you. We love the great work that you're doing as parents. Yeah. We know that it's so hard. So do that and allow some grace in your own life too, for yourself. It may be the hardest person to ever forgive, right, is our own self. But when we start there, we have that strength like Gandhi talked about, so that we can be the kind of parents that create that kind of peace and that create that process and pattern in our homes where our kids learn some amazing life skills.
Yes. So go to revolutionaryfamilies.com, and we have this really cool PDF that you can download and gives you these exercises to go through. And it's a great way to see your child in their greatness. And I think you'll just love it. You will feel more joy about your family and about your children. So we hope to connect with you there. Have a great day, and don't forget to trust that God trusts you.